From the Audrain County R6 FFA chapter, sophomore Lydia Hoyt, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here. Callie Jennings, a senior.
Good morning.
You've been here before. Mm-hmm. Indeed. And also Stacy French, the instructor, and good morning to you as well.
Good morning, Matt.
We're glad to have you all in here. I know that you are fresh off the trip to Indianapolis from the National Convention. We wanted to check in with you guys and see how that trip went. We're going to start off with Lydia. Tell us a little bit about your experience in Indianapolis and how that went for you.
Yeah, so I went to Indy to compete in a national contest. There was four of us. We competed in the National Nursery Landscaping Contest, and we ended up getting 10th overall. So
10th overall. Congratulations to you on that.
Thank you.
You get a certificate for that whenever you win, or a medal, or how does that work?
Yeah, so we got a plaque, and it lists off what we did.
All right. Well, congratulations on that. Callie Jennings, you were there as well. How was your experience in Indianapolis this year?
It was really good. We attended a bunch of sessions. We went to the career fair and met many different businesses and colleges. And then we went on a tour of the Fair Oaks Dairy Farm. They have dairy cattle and confinement hogs. We got to go see like the carousel that they milk the dairy cows on and where they keep the confinement hogs. And that was all just a really cool experience.
Absolutely. How big is that farm? I imagine it's huge, isn't it?
It's really big.
It's really big. Stacy, this has been, how many years have you gone to the FFA convention?
15th year as an ag teacher. I attended 4 years in high school. I think I attended all 4 years for various reasons in college. So I've been to convention a lot.
I bet. Some of your favorite things from this year, Stacy?
It's always fun to take a team out there and compete. It's a little different experience. I was out there just with four kids versus the 16 from the chapter. We've got a couple of great chaperones and bus drivers from our school that take kids and can manage that for me, and I can spend my time with the team. And we got to spend time out there preparing. They competed, then we got to do award sessions and visit with all four of their families came out as well. So spent time doing that, and then getting to catch up with some other Missouri ag teachers while we're out there too.
Absolutely. Lydia, was this your first year going to the convention?
This has been my fourth year. I went out whenever my siblings would go out too. So
you're kind of a pro.
Yeah.
Going to the national convention. Did you meet some friends out there, some students from some other districts? Did you make some friends out there?
Yeah, so I saw other people from Missouri I knew that I've met through FFA things, so it was really nice to see them.
Absolutely. What about you, Callie? Your favorite part of this year's convention, and well, you're a senior, so your last one is a student, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. What were some of your favorite things about this year's convention?
I've always liked going to the career fair because I get to see some new opportunities for me, and I also always meet a bunch of new students and hear their stories. And I saw a lot of people from Missouri that I knew, and it was nice to see them again.
So you guys were at Lucas Oil Stadium, which is the home of the Indianapolis Colts, the NFL team. What was that like? I mean, I can only imagine the place being filled up with a lot of FFA students. Is it huge? How is that to navigate? Either one of you can take that question.
It's a pretty big stadium, but we fill it up pretty well. There's not normally many seats left by the time the session starts.
And you just missed Taylor Swift, as I understand it.
Yep.
She was there, what, the next week or the next day?
The next week.
Well, you should have stayed a couple extra days, but you had school to go back to. So,
yeah.
Well, listen, I appreciate you guys coming down. Any favorite meals that you had while you were down in Indianapolis?
So my ag teacher, Miss French, she took all of my team, the four of us, to St. Elmo's, and that was a really cool experience.
St. Elmo's. Now, what kind of place is this, Stacy?
So it's a steakhouse.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very high-end steakhouse, so it's there in downtown Indy, comparable to like an 801 Chop House or Ruth's Chris type place. Very unique, that I started taking teams to as a celebration when they win the state contest and they're out there representing Missouri. So it's become a tradition that we do, and it's always a fun night and definitely a unique experience that our kids from Martinsburg and Ladonia don't always get here in Mexico or even in Colombia, there's no place quite like it. So
I'm going to be an honorary FFA student and go to the steakhouse next. All right.
Next time we have a team, come on out.
Very nice. Well, listen, I appreciate you all coming down here today. Congratulations on your award, and thanks for being here.
Thank you. Matt.